The Blaze took the early lead on a Thomas Burke's 34-yard field goal in the first quarter, then back-and-forth scoring throughout the second quarter. Savion Davis run for Riverdale and Amari Burke's touchdown for Blackman. Then another Savion Davis run, this one for big yardage. Davis, nice run, 25-30, 35-40. Foot race at the 50, at the 40, at the 20. One man to beat at the 10. He's going to be taken down. No. Touchdown. Warriors. Savion Davis take it at 78 yards. But then just about 4 minutes or so later, Blackman scored what would prove to be the winning touchdown. Connor Mitchell finds Trey Knox. Now Anthony Ochoa there on the left side of the line. Bad snap picked up by Connor Mitchell. Mitchell throws. It's going to be caught. It's caught by Knox, and Knox rumbles in for the touchdown. What a play by the Blackman Blaze. That had trouble written all over it, and they still score from 15 out. Now, both teams had chances to extend the lead, or Riverdale to take the lead, and it came down to a missed field goal for the Warriors with about a minute and a half to go at the end of the game for the final margin. 17-14, Blackman a winner. 13 carries for 92 yards for Savion Davis for Riverdale, while Christian Souffrant, the quarterback, 6 of 13 passing for 77 yards. For the Blackman Blaze, Connor Mitchell ran for 43 yards on 11 carries, and all first half yardage for Master Teague, 22 carries for 84 yards. 212 total yards for the Blackman Blaze, 236 for the Riverdale Warriors, but where it counts is on the scoreboard, 17-14, Blackman a winner. The Blaze will host Shades Valley next Friday night, and that'll be the broadcast game that we have for you on the radio. Riverdale travels to Hillsboro next Friday night. I'm Brian Barrett, News Radio WGNS.